So I didn't really want that for the legitimate version of the audiobook, but I knew there were kids out there who really wanted to hear me read it to them, and so that's why I narrated a version.
What do you think of the audio versions of your books?
I really love all of them, and in some cases I think that in some ways they're better than the books. I think the audiobook for Will Grayson, for instance, is so brilliant because you get to hear the singing and you get to hear the musical come to life, and it's just an extraordinary listening experience, particularly for someone who wrote it. It's very strange and wonderful to listen to your book become in some ways better than you wrote it, better than you imagined it initially. But I've always enjoyed listening to the audiobooks of my book, although it does feel a little bit like narcissistic and self-indulgent.
Do you have a regular schedule for writing, or do you just write when you feel like it?
I wish I could just write when I felt like it. I do have a regular schedule. I write in the mornings. I write from about 8 until noon or 1 or whenever I get hungry and bored and decide that I'm going to have lunch. And then in the afternoons, I do other stuff like make video blogs and, you know, tweet.
You usually write in first person. Why?
I don't know. I just like living inside of someone else, I guess. It's a really, just very selfishly, this has nothing to do with, you know, what makes for a good reading experience. It's a lot more fun for me not to have to continue to be myself all day. So for me, it's really a way of turning outward, essentially. But then as far as the reading experience goes, I've also always loved reading first-person novels. And when I think about my favorite American books, I most of them are written in the first person, so I feel like I'm safe in that tradition.
What is the difference in the writing process between writing solo and co-writing, as you did with Will Grayson?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely very different. I mean, in some ways, co-writing is a lot more fun because you're writing for exactly one person. I mean, at least in the case of Will Grayson, I always felt like I was writing for David to try to amuse and entertain David. But in other ways, it's nice to write by yourself, at least for me, because writing is very contemplative, and it takes a lot of concentration, takes a lot of paying attention, it takes extended periods of time by yourself, and fortunately, I really enjoy those things.
Why do you write YA books? Do you think you might someday write books in other genres?
I don't really care that much about adults, to be honest with you, as readers. I just don't find them as interesting. And that said, like, my books are read by lots and lots of adults, and I'm very grateful to them. I know there are lots of adults listening to this who feel duly excluded, but I do like you. I just am really interested in teenagers. I'm really interested in them as characters. I'm really interested in them as readers. They're at this amazing point in their lives where they're kind of figuring out what their values are going to be. And those values will probably stick with them through adulthood. And it's a real privilege to me to be able to sit at that table with them and have a voice, albeit a very small one, in that conversation.
Do you think YA literature is moving in any particular direction?
I mean, definitely in the last few years, it's moved toward dystopian and or vampiric. But I think that things come and go, but the great tradition of YA, which is, you know, good books for teenagers that both hold up to critical reading and that are enjoyable to read, that has always been around and it's not going anywhere.
What is next for John Green?
I mean, I guess at some point I'll write another book, although I'm pretty tired after The Fault in Our Stars. But I'm excited to have this book come out and meet with readers around the world, and after that I'll start to think about the next thing.
We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. Copyright 2012 by John Green. Performed by Kate Rudd. Directed by Laura Grafton. Engineered by Dustin Anderson. Performance copyright 2011 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. Recorded by arrangement with Penguin Books for Young Readers, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.